You know, when I first came to Hollywood, I saw David Forrest, and I said, well, hell, I can do that.
All he does is surround himself with really, really talented
there
people.
Go. There you go. Has he ever written a song for me?
David Foster, gifted producer, composer, musician, and humanitarian, and Canadian. David first touched the piano keys at age 5. He hit the road playing piano with legendary artists Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, and the Drifters. At 21, David moved to Los Angeles with his band Skylark. And it wasn't long before Skylark topped the Billboard pop charts with the top 10 hit Wildflower. Once in L.A., he quickly established himself as a premier keyboard session musician, playing on albums by a range of artists, from Barbra Streisand to Alice Cooper.
The award for producer of the year goes to David Foster.
David has been nominated for 43 Grammys, winning 14.
Producer of the year.
And the record of the year.
And the Grammy goes to...
The Grammy for producer of the year goes to...
The Grammy goes to
Unforgettable. Bodyguard. I will always love you. Calling into you, Celine Dion.
David Foster, arrangers for When I Fall in Love. David Foster.
David Foster.
He earned his first Grammy in 1979 for writing Earth, Wind & Fire's mega hit, After the Love Is Gone. Back to his Canadian homeland in 1985 to write with Brian Adams the family relief song Tears Are Not Enough, which brought together an A-list of Canadian talent on one record. Writing the theme for the Canadian Snowbirds would pair David's love for flying with his music. Sharing his talents with the world, David wrote the theme song for the 1988 Calgary Winter Olympics. Songwriting genius has allowed him to work with the top superstars, resulting in endless number one hits over the past 3 decades. theme song he wrote for the 1996 Atlanta Olympics with Celine Dion.
But that's the fun.
I feel pretty good about where I've been so far. I think there's a lot more that I have to do. I enjoy helping and discovering new talent, new people. You know, I have some young people in my camp that I want to help, you know, kind of pass the torch again. David's ability to seek out new hit artists, coupled with his superior executive strength, saw him form his own record company, 143 Records. His first signing, the Irish group The Corrs, went on to sell a staggering 30 million records worldwide. Followed by Josh Groban, who has captivated millions with his amazing voice.
Star Search 2006. The opportunity of a lifetime, as we say, for one of these artists to be able to sing tomorrow night at the gala with Michael Bublé and a host of other special artists here, all in support of the David Foster Foundation. First off, we couldn't have done this Star Search this summer without the generous support of the British Columbia Lottery Corporation under the guise of Mr. Vic Poleschuk. Please put your hands together for them. Friends, the gift of music is an incredible talent to be blessed with, and David Foster's gift of music is known the world over. David's mentorship and musicianship has given us many bright young stars. We know maybe he's going to give us our next rising star right here tonight from tonight's competition. But for some young people, there's only one gift that matters, and that's the gift of life. To speak on more about the gift of life and the David Foster Foundation, would you please join me in welcoming its president, Mr. Mike Ravenhill.
Good evening, and thank you for coming out tonight. This is going to be an absolutely spectacular evening. We're so glad that you're all here. You know, when a child needs a new organ, it's a life or death situation. And it's a life or death situation for not only the child, but it's something that gives emotional and financial worries to a family. Well, this is what happened 20 years ago this year. The David Foster Foundation was started by a little girl who touched David's life. This little girl had one request, and her request was that she wanted to see her sister. This small request started something which has affected many, many people to watch, to give, and to give from their hearts. But what this also did was, this was one man's dream to be able to help a family and help those children which are truly helpless. Well, to date, the David Foster Foundation has helped over 267 families. That in itself, yes. The David Foster Foundation is there for those children. David's legacy, what he wanted to leave, was to be able to take away any financial or emotional help with the financial assistance that a family would have during this time. So what David did was started the David Foster Foundation. Through that, the foundation now is gone national, right across Canada, helping families from coast to coast. Yes, the 2006 marks the 20th year of the David Foster Foundation. And what a great way to celebrate its 20th year with a celebration of BC musical talent. Thank you for being here tonight and for making this night possible and for supporting the David Foster Foundation. Enjoy the evening.
Thank you very much, Mike. So are you folks ready to meet our 11 finalists? I don't think they can hear you. Are you ready, British Columbia? Without further ado, please welcome from Cloverdale, Alina Backus. From Victoria, Luke Stones. From Kelowna, Katie Fletcher. From Prince George, Danielle Faulkner. From Smithers, Kathy Frank. From Fort St. James, Cody Carey. From Castlegar, Taya Boykin. From Richmond, Paige Kisselback. From Burnaby, Saya Gosherman. From Vancouver, Shane Orval. And from Burnaby, Katrina Centenni. You 11 finalists definitely know you have what it takes because you've competed all summer. Not only how this process started with, they have to send in their demo CDs. Those were judged by a panel to see if they would be able to compete. They competed regionally across the province. We jet-set it everywhere. And they are the final 11 who are here tonight competing for the opportunity of a lifetime. Now, would you like to meet the judges? I think so. Platinum recording artist knows much about competing in singing contests. Since his famous debut and unprecedented premiere number one single and album, he has taken on other roles. These include Goodwill Ambassador for UNICEF, best-selling author and advocate for individuals with disabilities through his Bubel-Aiken Foundation. He is returning to the charts this fall with a September 19th release of his third album, and he will be on the cover of People magazine this week. A Thousand Different Ways is his new album. Please welcome Mr. Clay Aiken. British Columbia loves you, Clay. Welcome. This 10-time Grammy winner is a major force in pop music with 125 top 10 R&B and pop hits. He has 16 number ones and singles and album sales of over 100 million copies worldwide. He has worked with the best names in the industry, from Whitney Houston, Celine Dion, and Mariah Carey, to Madonna and Michael Jackson, to just name a few. His charitable work is equally impressive. He is national spokesman for Border Babies and raised over $500,000 for a transitional home in Washington, D.C., and works with VH1, Save the Music, and the United Negro College Fund. Would you please give a warm British Columbia welcome to Babyface? This model and actress, knows the music industry well. She was the first crossover VJ to appear on both MTV Latino and the original MTV channel. She has also hosted Fashionably Loud, MTV's House of Style, America's Funniest Home Videos, and guest starred in numerous television series. Her time is also well spent working with charitable organizations such as St. Jude's Children's Hospital, the Elizabeth Glazer Pediatric AIDS Foundation, and Women's Breast Cancer Research. All the way from the entertainment capital of the world, Los Angeles, please welcome Daisy Fuentes. So much for joining us tonight. It's such a thrill to have all three of you here. These are the 11 finalists that have competed throughout British Columbia to be here tonight. You folks will decide who has what it takes. Before we begin the show, I'd like to explain how we got here tonight. When the 2006 Star Search was first announced, over 500 hopefuls submitted their CDs. We had an expert panel select 80 contestants to compete in regionals across British Columbia, starting with Langley, then moving to Victoria, Kelowna, Prince George, Cranbrook, and ending at HMV Roxton in Vancouver. We were overwhelmed by the talent. The winners of those finals are here competing tonight. Please take a look at our 2006 Star Search video on the walls and the screens to my right and left. Star Search team who coordinated the July search for BC's newest rising star. Sue Bailey, Star Search producer and regional judge. Where's Sue? She's right over here. Give a wave, Sue. She's backstage now. James Foster is a regional judge. Where's James? She's sitting out here. Marge Remillard from British Columbia Lottery Corporation are exceptional guest judges. We had some amazing guest judges who sat here on the panel. Mr. Anthony Von Mandel, Brenda Anderson, Christine Scarupa, and Squire Barnes. Everyone who came out to support the contestants and local talent, it was great because it's all about British Columbia talent. I tell you, this province has a lot of it. Now it gives me great pleasure to introduce our own hometown talent. This lady was recently inducted into the Broadcast Hall of Fame. She is the venerable Vicki Gabbro.
So important that you're here. And thank you all for coming. I know you have many friends and family competing tonight. So I'm here because I've known David Foster for 36 years. Now you may think he's only 20, but he's not. And when I knew him, well, he'd already had a highly accomplished career because as a boy, he was an accomplished pilot. He played in Paris. He is a fine piano player. You can't even begin to describe what he did by the time he was 22 years old. So now he's somewhat older, and he's here tonight because his complete interest is in the next generation of people that can perform and make music and make people enthusiastic about the world around them. The world's great guy, David Foster. So, are you a bit nervous tonight? Because I have to say that the kids are fairly calm.
Are they?
No, I think they've chewed all their nails off. Are you calm?
No, I'm very calm. I'm just glad I don't have to sing, because I might sing awful. You know what I do love, though, is that the rich people that were at the dinner at 6 o'clock are in the farthest in the back seats. I love that.
Hello, rich people up there.
Excellent. Now, David, I'm going to leave it to you. No, I'm leaving him.
When you wish. I don't sing.
No,
all right, I'm just going to go to my seat. This is not my night.
No, you're a judge.
Yes, and I'm not. Yes, I'm going to go to my seat right now. Actually, will you take the microphone for me?
I will.
Thank you.
For you? Almost anything. So, we're in the process of welcoming these 11 wonderful young performers. One as young as 14, one as old as another age. And you have a big responsibility, and we're thankful that you have come tonight to be with us. And so, don't bugger it up. See you later.
Thank you, Gabbro, ladies and gentlemen. Last year at our inaugural David Foster Gala, we had a star search of a smaller kind where our contestants got a chance to send in their demo tapes and CDs. We had a panel of judges who got a chance to review them, and then we had some finalists. The three got a chance to go down to Malibu and visit David, and then one winner was crowned. That winner's here with us tonight. We thought it's only fitting to sort of pass the crown out, or pass the crown back to somebody else for this year. Would you please join me welcoming the very talented from Surrey, British Columbia, 15-year-old Alicia Pillay.
I know your image of me. Oh!
Sometimes.
Because I thought it was pretty close to the Cher song. I would have loved to hear you come through. I mean, that's okay because I love Cher. But it did sound a lot like Cher. And either way, I think you have a lovely voice. You have great energy, and I really enjoyed watching you.
Thanks.
Babyface. I think I was really impressed with how strong your voice is and how clear your tone is. It's like really like powerful and just clear. Pure tone is like really kicking down, really kicking
down.
And I think Daisy was a little right. I would love to hear you sing something else. Unfortunately, I think it's just one song, but I would love to hear you sing something that's not a Cher song, so I would hear more of you. But taking that, putting that aside, hearing your voice is incredible. It was great.
Thank you.
Mr. Clay Aiken.
Like they said, completely agree with you. Such a powerful voice. You really have a great control of the stage. You really command attention when you're up there. You usually sing with a live band, don't you?
Yeah.
Is that right? So singing with the track's a little tough.
Yeah.
Because you had that same problem at the beginning of it that you had this afternoon when I heard you. You didn't quite get in. And there were a few times where I felt that you were a little bit behind the track. Mm-hmm.
just a bit. So when you do sing with a track in the future, you know, make sure that you know it really well and listen to the music. But again, just really impressed by it. And you picked a great song for yourself too. I mean, I know it, I agree with them too, because you do have that shared sound to it. But it's a great way to start the show with such energy, I thought.
David Foster. Again, I get screwed. I'm last, just like on Celebrity Duets. We're out of time. I love Money Notes. You have Money Notes. Love it.
Thank you.
Well, there you heard it. Give it up, ladies and gentlemen, Alina Backus. Our next contestant comes to us from Victoria, British Columbia. He's 23-year-old Luke Stones. It says here that you're going to Capilano College Jazz Studies program, and you've got a guitar major, hence the guitar, I guess.
Yeah.
When did you first get into music?
Well, my mom's been a musician for as long as I can remember. She made albums, was nominated for a Juno. She sings children's songs, and her name is Lynn Stones. But I started playing guitar, my brother showed me when I was like, I don't know, 11. Started singing around 14.
And how's your week been? Good? Excited?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been weird, but it's been good.
Okay. And what are you going to be singing for us?
It's called Jam. It's by Michael Jackson.
All right. Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Luke Stones!
acoustic guitar. All right, are you ready to hear from our judges?
Sure.
Let's start with the beautiful Daisy Fuentes.
I love how shy you are when you're speaking, and then all of a sudden you just turn into this musician. It's great that you're more comfortable performing than speaking or even just standing there. You do feel, look, and sound like a true musician to me, and there's a really beautiful tone to your voice. It's so pleasant, and you just want to hear more. It's really.
I thought that was high. I thought you were, that was high. How'd you come up with doing that song?
I had to do something for like a coffee shop-ish kind of thing. And I just had one guitar and I liked that song. I bought that album. It's got scratches all over it because I bought it for like $3 in a secondhand store, Victoria. And I just liked the song. And that's what happened when I...
That was recently $3, wasn't it? Okay, anyway. I think you very original in terms of how you arranged it. It's your star. It's hot. I love it.
Well, to go along with what Daisy said, again, you keep stealing my stuff. It's good that we agree. I have an unfair advantage because I got to see you this afternoon at dress rehearsal perform the same thing. And to go along with what you said, it's so much different and so much more exciting to see you do it with an audience. Because this afternoon, remember we talked about making sure you connect and try to not be so shy. And it was really exciting to me to see the first verse, you seemed a little shy, and then when the audience got into it, you did too. And you really are an entertainer. That was just really, really good. It was wonderful.
Daisy said, I think she hit it dead on, as did Kenny, Babyface, and Clay. They're all right. I think, I think that you might be a star. I think that, like, if Owen Wilson and Stevie Wonder had a baby, it would be you.
Now, we've got some special guests in the audience tonight. Wanted to turn the house to half and acknowledge these people who are supporting the David Foster Foundation and be here tonight. First of all, is worship from the City of Vancouver, Mayor Sam Sullivan. Oh, that's okay. Also, a gentleman who's done so much for research for people with disabilities. He traveled around the world in 1986. The man in motion, Mr. Rick Hansen. A native Vancouver son, Mr. Jason Priestley, is in the house. From Deuce Jeans, and this gentleman is gone, and all of our judges are going to be receiving special souvenir Deuce hoodies that are going to blow you away. Jason Dussault is in the house. Where's Jason? Right there. They are awesome, my friend. Hot designer. From Global Television, Joe Kropp and Squire Barnes. Where are our global friends? They're out here. The president of British Columbia Lottery Corporation, Mr. Vic Poleschuk, is here. Thank you, Vic. And the chairman of Great Canadian Gaming Corporation, Mr. Ross McLeod. Thank you for coming. And to everyone, thank you for coming. This is going to be a great night. Are you ready for our next contestant, folks? Would you please join me in welcoming from Kelowna, British Columbia, 25-year-old Katie Fletcher. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, and you?
I'm doing great. Have you been having fun the last couple of days here?
It's been a whirlwind, I must say.
I bet it is. And since you graduated from the Upper College in Toronto with a diploma in music performance.
That's right.
Wow. So how long have you been studying music?
gosh, I've been studying music all through high school and things like that, and I didn't really get really serious until probably grade 11 or 12, which is 7 years ago.
7 years ago?
Yes.
Added two in front of it for me, okay? It's not that fun. In the audience, you've got your mom Ann, your dad Grant, your aunt Jane, your uncle Doug, your aunt Patty, your uncle Simon, friends Margaret, Tom, former vocal coach and friend Alan. You've also got personal security. Where's your group here?
I have no idea.
Well, I'm over the place. There they are. What are you going to be singing for us tonight?
I'm actually going to sing a song that I wrote just a year ago, I guess it would be. And it's called It Ain't About.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, from Kelowna, 23-year-old Katie Fletcher.
Thank you. Feel free to get up and dance. And I can't stop calling you.
David Foster. Come on up here, Katie. Okay. Katie, that was really terrific, and you're very brave, because when there's 10,000 great songs to pick from that other people have written that are already hits that would make an audience automatically go, hey, I love that, and it kind of endears you to the audience, you went outside of the box, and I love that about you, and the song is pretty good, and you sing really good, and I think it was very brave, you did a great job. I would just caution you that, like, if it should have been a little shorter. And I was going to say that about the first song, too. The gal that came out first, I wanted to say that sometimes, with the first girl, too, you just went on a little long and you kind of ran out of things to do. But it was really interesting. You really did good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I guess it's good that you went first, because I was going to say kind of a different thing that you were. First of all, I think that you have a marvelous voice. I would have liked to have heard you sing a cover, and I think that would be my only criticism, only because of what you said, that it makes the audience, you know, when you can join in and you can sing along and it entertains. That's not to say that's not a great song, because it's a great song. It was a great song.
Yeah. It was. I'll give her extra marks for that.
I'll give her extra marks for that, but I'll also tell her that I wish you had sung a cover.
Okay.
But it was a great song.
Thank you, Marie.
You mean the person who shows you up every night? That one? The one who beat you on the show?
Baby face.
I'm going to go with David on this one. I thought it was brave, and I thought it was very cool that you did an original. I'm not trying to make you a bad guy. What are your musical influences?
Oh, gosh, it goes from, like, Eva Cassidy over to Jill Scott to everybody, Miles Davis.
I mean, yeah, the thing that hit me, I told David, it was funny, reminded me of, like, an old Minnie Riperton song. It's like 70s, late 70s R&B. It's like, where are you guys getting this music from?
I'm not really sure, because Kelowna doesn't really have...
Hey, yo, no. It's alive and well in British Columbia, baby. That's what you tell them.
No, but I thought it was very cool that you wrote the song, and I think that's important that you, at least in this case, so you don't have to do a cover, so you can show who you really are, because it comes out through your music as well. So
thank
good
you.
Job.
I think to be a star, you need to have talent, first of all. You need to be original, be yourself, and you need to have some style, and I think you've got it all. I love that you really march to the beat of your own drum.
Thank you.
You look very cool and you sound amazing.
Thanks.
Well, you heard it from the judges, Katie. We will wait to see. Give it up, ladies and gentlemen, Katie Fletcher from Kelowna. Our next contestant comes from Prince George and won the Prince George Regionals. Please welcome Danielle Faulkner, 14 years of age. Hello.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Good, good. You're going to Prince George Secondary. You're in grade 10.
Yep.
What do you like to do in Prince George besides sing, obviously?
Well, there's not much else.
No. We want these people to stay here. British comedy is cool, right?
My drama teacher's here. I'm really involved in...
Where's your drama teacher? Hello. Okay.
I'm really involved in acting classes there. And English writing, poetry.
And you've told me at the regionals you love opera.
Love it.
So would you like to be an operatic singer?
I would love it. That's my dream.
Well, you follow your dream, it becomes a reality. Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen, for 14-year-old Danielle Faulkner from Prince George? What are you going to be singing, sweetie?
I believe in you.
I believe in you. Danielle Faulkner!
Oh,
this. You're absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
You really are beautiful.
Thank you.
And for 14, that's a powerful voice. It really is. It really is. Some of the arm stuff, you definitely toned it down from this afternoon. That was great. So you take direction well. That's really great. Still a little bit dramatic to me. But I really think you've got a really powerful voice, especially for 14. I'm just amazed that you can control yourself in that way, control your voice in that way at such a young age. And by the time you get to be 15, 16, 17, 18, by the time you get to be 20, David will probably ask you out.
Such a sweet, gorgeous little thing for 14. You've got such a big voice, and I think it's brilliant that you're taking the acting classes, because from your voice and what you're doing up here and the acting classes, I think there's a space for you on some major Broadway production. I can see you up on the stage. I can.
I agree, you're beautiful, and your voice is beautiful.
Thank you.
And, you know, on the drama thing, you know, your drama teacher's out there, so yeah, you were supposed to be moving your arms. He was watching. but you were quite believable. You made me a believer as you were singing, so I'm with you.
Thank you.
David Foster.
But Danielle, in spite of what Clay said, you really have a beautiful, beautiful voice, and I predict that you will have a big, big career. I really are.
How about it, ladies and gentlemen, Danielle Faulkner from Prince George? Thank you, sweetie. Our next contestant comes from Smithers, British Columbia. Yay, Smithers! Her name is Kathy Frank. She's 29 years of age. Come on out here, Kathy. Hello, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
Good. That was fun last night, sitting having pizzas and telling war stories with BJ Cook and everyone else.
It was much fun.
Did you have fun with the boot camp?
Yes, it's been great.
But you are our oldest contestant.
I am.
When did you get into music?
When I was very young.
Okay, so it's been 3 years. And you are a construction worker, right?
I am, yes.
What do you do?
Anything with concrete or framing.
Me too.
Packing wood.
I wish.
Packing wood.
Me too. No, anyways.
Power.
Sorry. Now, what are you going to sing for us, Kathy?
I'm going to sing Give Me One Reason by Tracy Chapman.
Okay.
Turn right back around.
You gotta make a change of mind, yeah.
Mic, please.
It's very hard to get up there and just do that, you know.
Absolutely.
Because I sometimes I love to do this. May I borrow your microphone for 1 second? Yeah. You already heard how bad I was on when you Wish Upon a Star. But I love to go to the audience and just see, because you think it's kind of easy just to get up there and do that? I mean, let me just go randomly, like... You're putting up your hand like you want to sing? Right here? Are you... You have 20 seconds, impress me. Okay, 20 seconds. Well, she pointed to you. Okay, that's a no then? It ain't so easy, is it? Where? Where? Alright, you got 20 seconds, impress me. I don't know, you put up your hand. Don't put up your hand and then not be prepared. Okay, I'm moving on. What? You're drinking wine? I'm not drinking wine in here. So that's a no? Where else? Where?
Up back.
Where? Right there? Here? Here? Oh, hang on. Come here, quick. I'm quick. Come on. Thirty seconds. Just sing.
Anything.
Girl, I'm in love with you. This ain't the honeymoon, but past the infatuation phase. Riding the paper, time to get sick of love. It seems like we argue every day. That's pretty darn good, man. All right, let's see. Anybody else? 30 seconds.
Summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. Don't you cry.
Who thinks you can do better than those two? Really? Okay. What do you want to sing?
Well, I have a favorite song, and you actually wrote it. You're the inspiration.
I'm your inspiration? You're the inspiration. Okay. You think you're going to beat these two?
Without a doubt.
Wow. Well, do you want to get up on stage and do that? Come on. 30 seconds. What's your name? Christy? All right, come on, quick. We got 30 seconds. Take the mic, because when this is all over, you'll either have a record deal or I'll throw you up.
There. It's all of David's sisters who are here, have flown in, and they're all here part of this event. Hello, Foster family, give us a wave. They're out there in the box. And we'll talk more about the foundation as the evening moves on. You ready for our next guest? From Fort St. James, British Columbia, 15-year-old Cody Carey.
Hi, Cody.
Hello, Howard.
How are you?
I know. How about you?
I'm hanging in there. You're going to Fort St. James Secondary. You're in grade 11. You work as a general grocer at
Overweighty foods.
Overweighty foods. Outstanding. And what do you like to do? What do you like to do for fun at Fort St. James?
There isn't a whole heck of a lot to do in Fort St. James. To tell you the truth, I do a lot of fishing, a lot of swimming, a lot of snowmobiling.
A snowmobiling, absolutely. Now, what are you going to be singing for us tonight?
What am I going to be singing for you tonight?
I do the comedy, okay? You sing. I'm here to entertain. What are you going to be singing? It says here,
Open Arms in the style of Cody Carey, originally done by Journey.
All right, all right. Are you ready, audience, ladies and gentlemen? From Fort St. James, 15-year-old Cody Carey.
Thank you, honey.
Great to hear from my friends.
I'm so ready.
Miss Fuentes, lead us off, please.
I don't know if it was the right song choice. I know it's hard to sing that song. Anyway, what I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted was that I know it must have been a hard song to sing, because I could see that you were kind of trying to work the stage when maybe you should have just like sat in one spot and been really, really intimate with it. But other than that, I think you have a very strong voice, a really lovely voice, and you did a nice job with it.
Thanks very much.
She's Cuban, look how it is, okay? You're 15 years old. I think you have the tone of your voice is so beautiful. It really, really is. I want to ask you a personal question. Do you get good grades at school?
I'm normally on a 4.0 average.
That doesn't surprise me. Do you get ragged on for having that kind of voice?
I did, actually, a lot in elementary school, but now not so much.
Because the chicks dig it, don't they? Right. Yeah. Well, you know, I think you have obviously you know that it's close to my heart because I found Josh Groban when he was 17, and not to compare, but it is in the same genre, and Josh, I think, has made it very palatable and very acceptable for a young, good-looking kid to sing that kind of music rather than, you know, doing rap music. So continue on, man, you're going to have a great career.
I think it's interesting, when Luke was out here, when Luke was out here...
You mean Luke Wilson, or...?
Well, yeah, that was his name, though.
Okay, oh, really?
Yeah. when he was out here earlier, it was interesting how he was really shy when he talked, but then when he performed, he really got into it a lot. And I see a little bit of the opposite with you, because you're so... you know, so engaging when you're talking about, you know, snowboarding and, you know, joking up there in the front. But then when you start to sing, you seem to be uncomfortable, which doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever, because I think you have one of the best voices here tonight. I mean, you really have a really great voice. And I just think you did a really great job. I just, like I said this afternoon, I want you to loosen up a little bit. I don't know what you have to do, but you know, Daisy was right. You seemed uncomfortable. You seemed nervous. I don't know why, because you're way too good to be nervous, to be uncomfortable. Thank you.
David Hicks.
I'm going to agree with Clay.
Wow!
I think that you clearly have the best voice I've heard tonight. And voices.
Thank you very much. The
performance thing is a thing that you have to work on. You have to find that space where, and you're young, so you're like 15 years old. So you got time.
Very willing to learn.
Yes. But look, your voice is there, and so I didn't mind it so much, the performance, because I was hearing the voice. And as a producer, that's the first thing that we go to is like, can you sing? And you can sing.
Thank you. You heard from the top of us, ladies and gentlemen, from the morning suit.